up Senate Bill 50. We have 25 minutes. Certainly that's enough time for a 33-page bill. We're going to 10. You're getting paid overtime.
What is this thing?
Well,
do we have someone to pitch the bill?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Bobby Barnhill. I'm the executive director for the Board of Accountancy, and I'm here to present this bill, which is an update of our Accountancy Act, last updated in 1988, I believe. And what this act does is it attempts to expand the practice of accountancy to include the internet. As we all know, the internet is very much alive in our business, and we are attempting in this act to regulate CPAs as they do business across our state through the internet. It also removes unnecessary barriers to licensure. Currently, people are required to take 150 hours education, sit for a CPA examination, and obtain 2 years of experience in public accounting in order to be licensed. This allows for that experience to be 1 year for all CPAs, and it can be in either government, private industry, or public accounting. So it also, the cornerstone of this act is to have South Dakota become substantially equivalent with other states. Currently, Iowa, North Dakota, Minnesota have all adopted this model act. And so in order for our CPAs to be substantially equivalent with other border states, we propose this UAA.
Could I interrupt just a moment?
Yes.
I understand there's some people from out of town who wish to testify on either this bill or 51. Could I see some hands of? This is on 50? 51? Okay. We'll get you in. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
All CPAs under this bill will be required to have continuing education. Currently, it's only those in public practice. Currently, we're a two-tier licensing state. We'll become a one-tier licensing state under this act. You'll sit for the CPA exam, get your one-year experience, regardless of whether you're in government, public accounting, or private industry. And a CPA is a CPA. There'll be no differentiation between one working in public accounting, private accounting, or government. However, those CPAs who provide attest services, who attest the financial health of this country, they will be held to a higher standard, and they will have to take additional continuing professional education that is concentrated in the attest function area. And I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Are there any other proponents? Proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Bruce Christensen with the South Dakota Department of Revenue, the audit director of the Audit Division. I'm here to speak to it in favor because of the experience. Right now, experience as an auditor with the Department of Revenue does not qualify. And with this bill passing, qualifications, our audit experience with the department then will qualify CPAs that we have on staff. Currently, in the past, I've had people, auditors that have passed, receive their CPA, and then to get to meet all the requirements, they've had to go to public accounting, so we've lost them to public accounting. This will allow members, the auditors, to stay with us and receive their experience from us. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Olson.
I know we don't usually take questions, but could you have him explain why the experience was no good?
In the In the current requirements, you have to have public accounting experience. Government auditing does not qualify. The passage of this bill will allow government auditing to qualify the experience. I currently have two CPAs on staff right now, and I have one that in the process of taking the test. So this will help me keep those people.
Thank you. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Larry Mann, registered lobbyist for the CPA Society. In a early draft of this piece of legislation, there was some consideration of some language about liability, and we believed that it wasn't appropriate for this particular bill, and we eliminated it from the printed bill. Unfortunately, we missed a section. And if it's appropriate, Mr. Chairman, we have an amendment that Jackie has. I think it's 50 JB.
Would someone move the amendment? Moved by Representative Broderick, second by Glinski.
And very simply, Mr. Chairman, it's a section that we missed. It's section 67. We got some attention from the trial lawyers and the Bar Association, and so we agreed that this was simply missed and ought simply to be removed. It's section 67 on page 35, and it simply eliminates that whole section, which really is totally out of context without the other two that we eliminated from the original draft. With that, Mr. Chairman, I would turn this over to Laura Coombe, who's the executive director of the society.
Thank you, Mr. Mann. Other proponents?
Hi, I'm Laura Coombe of the South Dakota CPA Society, and we're the professional organization of 700 members of CPAs, and we would strongly encourage you to support this bill. This bill does a lot of things for our profession. Our profession has changed a lot in the last few years by having a lot of our CPAs now no longer work in public accounting. It's not unusual for corporations to hire their own CPA. We want them to be able to all use their designation, to be all regulated the same, and for the public to understand that a CPA actually is a CPA. And that goes further into the concept that if you are a CPA, you shouldn't have to go into another state and prove you're a CPA. When you pass your driver's license test with the criteria, you don't have to go into another state and say, I know how to drive. But it does say, when I go in that other state, I have to follow your laws and let you know I'm there. So we strongly encourage this. This bill helps to modernize a lot of things that haven't been done since 1986. And we appreciate your support.
Thank you. I'm just, do I have the... The amendment, hold on. I'm having some problem with 22. Oh, okay. 1 through 18. All right. Believe it or not, I read this bill last night.
Well, good for you.
I couldn't find anything else to do. No. I'm sorry. Are there any other proponents? Senate Bill 50. Proponents. Are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, are there any committee questions? Representative Bogalka.
I would just like to ask if the other three proponents are in favor of Mr. Mann's amendment. Is that acceptable? Okay, thank you.
Representative Peterson.
Evidently, this has gone through the Senate game. Anybody know what the vote was in the Senate?
Yes.
Six. Oh, go ahead.
32-2.
Thank you.
Does that provide you with a level of comfort or not? And excuse me. Any other questions? Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll close the public testimony to action on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The bill is so amended. Any discussion and or action on Senate Bill 50? Representative Galinsky.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move do pass as amended.
Do pass as amended. Any second? Seconded by Representative Broderick. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the do pass motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call a roll.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Glinski?
Aye.
Hansen? Madsen?
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson? Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Kunov?
Aye. Representative
Olson?
Dupa.
I'm an aye.
Hold on, that passes 11-0. A consent motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion was by Peterson, seconded by Siebert. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Well, it'll be a pleasure not have to pitch this one.